Welcome, Nick, to Writers Series.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Today we're going to be talking about your book that you penned, Stormless, which is a high fantasy book. It falls under that genre. Can you walk me through what high fantasy is?
So, high fantasy is a subgenre of fantasy, which basically consists of, magic and, all that sort of stuff, but set in a world that is very unique from our own. So, low fantasy. On the other, this in the story, like Harry Potter, for example, but there's just elements of fantasy and magic in there. Whereas in high fantasy, it's like things like Game of Thrones or like Shadow and Bone, where like the story is set in a very unique and unusual place, but there is obviously still those elements of magic and fantasy in there.
At what point in your life were you introduced to writing?
So I've always kind of loved to read, and I really started getting into writing when I was at about sixth grade, so I was around 12. And really since then I've been writing pretty consistently. And when I finally turned 15, I decided that I wanted to actually work on publishing a book. So that's when I started writing Stormless and really got serious about writing. But I've been writing for really pretty long.
Because you have multiple books that will be coming out, is it a series based off the very first book, or is it four different stories that make up a greater whole?
So it's all based off of the first book, but given that this is a multi-storyline book, it does expand a little bit, and obviously there's new characters that are added and new storylines that are added as each book goes on, but the same core characters from book one are still following the same overarching storyline throughout the whole series.
So this part would be interesting for writers to know. When you started writing your story, did you anticipate that it would be a multi-part series, or what dictates how many books you're going to write based off the very first story?
So I had actually originally planned for Stormless to be a trilogy, and I kind of just knew that from when I first got my idea for the books, because I kind of knew I wanted it to be like divided into three parts, where there's kind of part one, which would be now books one and two, since it's been divided into four books, where the story is kind of getting set up and a lot of interesting things are happening and everything's just kind of building up to a greater unified conflict. And then a second part in which the conflict is really playing out, and then a third part in which it's concluded. So I kind of knew that it would be a pretty long story when I first started, but I wasn't really sure exactly how long until I actually had written out a good a part of it.
If you had to describe your style of writing, how would you describe it?
I would say that my style of writing is very, I wouldn't say simplistic, but I would say it's like clear and to the point. And a lot of that is because the story itself that I'm telling is very complicated, and I want my prose to be elegant and nice to read, but I don't want it to be too fluffy and confusing that people get lost trying to understand what I'm saying, especially when the story is so complicated.
While you were growing up and as an academic and now a writer, what are the types of books that you enjoy reading?
So naturally, I enjoyed a lot of high fantasy growing up, and I still do enjoy high fantasy quite a bit. And that's sort of what drew me to writing in that genre. I've read some other series that, that are like more low fantasy or like sci-fi and that sort of stuff. And I do enjoy those as well, but high fantasy is definitely kind of my jam.
When you started writing the book, were there any parts of what you anticipated? Did all of that come out on paper, or how did you pick and choose what needs to be left out?
The way that I normally write is I try to just write whatever I think might be necessary and then cut things out later on. So I have my parents read over it after I write something and then tell me like, this scene felt a little unnecessary. And then that's kind of how I decide what to leave out. But very rarely do I, like when planning, put in a scene that I think isn't going to be needed. And it's just sort of like a natural compass I have in my head that kind of guides me, like, maybe this scene could be better, like if it were like this, or maybe throw in another scene here. So it's kind of hard to explain, but generally, I think most writers should just trust themselves when deciding what to leave out and what to put in.
So, Nick, this is interesting. Given your experience so far, what do you believe is one of your strengths as a writer? And what was one new thing you learned about writing in the process?
I think one of my strengths as a writer is probably developing character relationships like on a very grand scale, in the sense that I feel that I have a pretty strong grasp on how two people kind of get to know each other over the course of like a, you know, long fantasy journey. And one thing that I learned was that not everyone like thinks the same way I do. And if that makes sense, I know that kind of seems like obvious, but when you're writing and getting into the head of multiple perspectives, you kind of realize like, okay, well, this person's going to be very different from the person I was just writing for. So it just kind of was an interesting way to kind of teach myself that of like some people think very, very differently than I do. And that was just really insightful to learn.
Because you were also writing your book while as a student, do you have any time management and productivity tips for new and existing writers?
Yeah, definitely. So the way that I would always write while going to school is I would write before school, actually, because my school didn't start until about 9 o'clock. So I would get up about an hour earlier than I needed to and just write for 45 minutes to an hour every weekday. And I think that if writing is something that you're really passionate about, it's not too hard to work it into your schedule, just kind of like getting up a little earlier or staying up a little later or maybe cutting back on some of your other hobbies a little bit. Like I enjoy playing video games, for example, and I know I played a little less while I was writing, like getting really into the roots of the story. So I think that it's kind of one of those things that you just kind of make it work around your own schedule, but it typically isn't too hard to do as long as it's really a priority of yours.
The interesting part about you is that you also have your own publishing entity.
Yes. So we created an LLC called Blaze Press Publishing, and that was basically our method of self-publishing this book. It's not really like serving any other purpose other than just publishing the books, but that was the vessel that we kind of used to get Stormwest out into the real world.
And given your experience with self-publishing, what have you discovered about that space? Because I know there are many people who go out there and then they realize, I didn't know that I have to do a lot more marketing and speaking, and writing is not only about the writing part.
Yeah, so I definitely learned, as you said, writing isn't always about the writing part. That was the main thing that I kind of came away with because when you're self-published, especially, you have to be the one that does a lot of the editing and a lot of the marketing and a lot of the formatting and that sort of stuff. We actually hired a couple of people through Readzy to help us with the editing and also the formatting and a little bit with the marketing. But most of the marketing I've actually done myself on social media. And it is kind of one of those things where like, I didn't realize how much time I would be putting into that when I started out writing this book. Because when you think of writing, you really just think like sitting at your computer and writing the whole time. But that's really not the case, at least if you're going self-publishing. But that being said, self-publishing is, I think, much easier, makes it much easier to get your book out there. And it also can be done much more quickly. So there are definitely some advantages to self-publishing.
Nick, do you have any guidance for listeners who on critique and feedback, how to receive it and how to weigh the feedback, whether you're going to integrate it in your work or not?
So I would say that most of the time, unless you're getting like consistently the same feedback from multiple readers, then I don't think you need to factor it into your work too much. For example, I'll be getting comments like, oh, I felt like this character wasn't very well developed and their relationship with character B wasn't very good. But then the next day I'll get another review coming in that said, oh, I love that same character. So if you're getting contradicting critiques, then it's not really something you need to worry about. But if you are getting every critique or the same, you know, like a piece of advice that's kind of saying, like, hey, maybe change this, then that is probably something you might want to consider just because if multiple readers are saying that, then it could be a legitimate thing that you need to factor into your writing. But other than that, I wouldn't say that you should focus too much on what other people are saying about your work as long as it's generally positive.
You appear very well versed with working with characters, breathing life into them. Given your experience, how many characters would be too many for you to create in one book?
I would say that there isn't really a limit to how many characters you can create, but at least with the book itself, it's more just how many characters you want to really develop within a book. For example, I've read a couple of books where there are many characters that are all like slightly developed, but none of them you really get into. So it's just kind of how much length you want to put in the book and also how much you want to be able to dive into characters. So for me personally, I try to not go more than three main characters or three perspectives if I'm writing, say, like a 500-page book, which is about what Stormless is, just because I feel to really develop a character well in a book, you need about 150 to 200 pages. And it with any less than that, it becomes pretty hard to really let the reader get to know this character.
Have you experienced yet developing a character very thoroughly, but then you decided for one reason or another to leave them out?
Yes, I actually have. So one character, it is the prince's stepmother, actually, is no longer a character in the book. It's just that his father never remarried. And the reason I kind of decided to do that was I was writing a bit of her storyline and kind of how she related to the prince in my story. And I mean, she just didn't really add a lot of value to the book. I wasn't planning on giving her a big role to begin with, but she just kind of distracted and took away from some of the other places that I think readers needed to direct their attention. And I definitely think there's nothing wrong with cutting a character if you think that they aren't really bringing anything to the story. But yeah, that is definitely something that I have run into.
And when you're not writing, you're out there living life. So what do you do for fun, which also feeds into giving you inspiration to create more writing out there?
So I read a lot, naturally. Most writers also enjoy reading. I also play a lot of PlayStation, both by myself and with my friends. And some of that I'll play like fantasy games and stuff, so that can help inspire me because it's related. And of course, I care about my physical health. So I do a lot of exercise and like working out and that sort of stuff. But most of my time during the school year, at least, is put towards my studies because that still is my priority, even with my writing. So I tend to keep myself pretty busy between exercising, video games, and studying. So yeah, I tend to keep myself pretty occupied.
And finally, Nick, do you have any tips for overcoming writer's block?
So writer's block is fortunately something that hasn't bothered me too much throughout my time writing, but there are a couple of times where I will have trouble putting a certain scene into words. So as far as coming up with things like to write about, I think that the best way to do that is to just take a step away from writing and kind of look around at the world around you, go get some experiences, you know, observe some other people and just, you know, see what you find in that. But when it comes to actually putting your writing into words, my best advice for that would probably be to just type as much as you can, as fast as you can, and go back and edit it later, because whatever you're getting down onto the page, it's at least a start and you can always change it later, but it's just best to get your ideas out as well as you can all the way through the first time and then go back and refine your work a little bit.
Very good advice. And Nick, do you have any new projects coming out? You could let listeners know where they can find you.
Yeah, so I have the second book in the Stormless series coming out hopefully by the end of the year. And the best way to keep up with me is just on my Instagram, which is nickstidle_author. That's where I post a lot of my updates and where I post a couple videos a week just about writing in general and, you know, that sort of stuff. But yeah, that's definitely the best way to keep up with me.
Wonderful. Nick, thank you for joining us on Writer Series.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was great.